This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've got some breaking news right now on social media and free speech. The monopolies that run the internet ghettos are trying to silence their competition. So we'll have news on that in a second. But first, here's a video of a feminist protest gone wrong. Well, you shouldn't have protested at a Muslim event. So there's the feminists. They take their tops off. And they are now taking over a Muslim event. Grabbing the mic, frothing at the mouth feminists, holding their fists in the air. And now here come the Muslims in charge of the event. They take her, they drag her off stage. Now they've got her on the ground, and there it goes. They are brutally beating her. Now she's getting pummeled and kicked and beaten to a bloody pulp at the Muslim event. So feminist protester, protest a Muslim event, actually makes sense. The religion of Islam that oppresses women. In a lot of these Islamic countries, women can't drive. They have no rights. They can't even leave the house. They can't without their hood over their head. They can't even leave the house without a man, or they can be arrested or raped or thrown in jail. So I give these feminists credit. They go out there and they protest oppressive Islam against women. And then they learn the hard way how oppressive Islam really is against women as they get beaten to a bloody pulp. But you won't see any of the liberal media covering that, will you? Nothing. Nothing. Because Islam is the religion of peace as they blow people up all over Europe and beat a feminist protester. Okay, so now here's the breaking news. This is from Jamie White at Infowars.com. Google tech giants threaten to shut down free speech social site. Search engine giant Google and other tech platforms have threatened to shut down free speech social media site Gab in the name of fighting hate speech. So Gab is now considered hate speech, even though it's nothing but free speech. The Hill, alt-right Twitter rival, may lose its web domain. So boom, they try to label it alt-right, which they've already labeled as racist white supremacist. Totally false. Google faces lawsuit over removing Gab from Play Store. So there you go. Now Google is censoring the content that you have access to. That's Stasi techniques. That's Hitlerian techniques. And so here was a report from Fox talking about the hypocrisy on the social media giants. They claim they're diverse, but it's not true. Here's that clip.
And you know, Ashley, Facebook loves painting itself as this forward-thinking, progressive, and inclusive company.
Right.
But one look at Facebook's own workforce and you're slapped in the face with hypocrisy. Only 3% of the company's employees are African-American. Only 5% are Hispanic. So if Zuckerberg and Facebook want to lecture the rest of us on, you know, inclusion, they should practice what they preach.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. How dare Fox report the truth about Facebook and Google that claim they're diverse? Claim they're for minorities. Bunch of bull. And the only reason why they support DACA is so they can bring in cheap labor. This is amazing. So Andrew Torba, he is the creator of Gab. He's going to be on the Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones tomorrow to cover all of this. But again, we've been telling you that this is coming. And you know what? We've had callers call in and talk about taking action. Here's how you can take action. Go out, download Gab. Go get Gab right now. Go create a Gab account. Go invest in Gab. They want to remove Gab. Obviously, Gab is where we need to go. See, Gab is set up to directly compete with Twitter. So you can't have that because, you see, Twitter is one of these internet ghettos that controls your free speech. We've seen it. They've kicked Milo off. They've kicked a ton of people off. And they keep responses from getting to President Trump. They'll censor responses. They'll censor Don Jr.'s tweets. They'll censor President Trump's tweets. They'll remove people if they don't like their opinion. So you got all of this going on, and it's just an example of how they're trying to skirt the First Amendment by putting everyone onto these free speech plantations that are actually not free speech and then censoring everything you see there. So that's what's actually going on. That's the real censorship. Those are the real people that hate free speech. It's the people at Google, the people at Facebook, and the people at Twitter that want to shut down any competition they have.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so we've got UN meetings going on all week. President Trump is set to speak tomorrow. The biggest issue on the UN's mind is Trump. What are we going to do about Trump? He's actually an American president. He actually wants to put the people of America first. We can't have that. We have to keep America down. We have to put our foot on America's head and drown them. And Trump is not putting his foot on our head. He wants us to breathe and to be successful. So the UN has to do something about that. I'm now being told that China and Russia apparently were skipping UN meetings today. That's very interesting. Of course, President Trump met with Netanyahu today as well. Folks, in case you haven't noticed, InfoWars is now live 10 hours a day. Real News with David Knight from 8 to 11 Central, The Alex Jones Show from 11 to 3 Central, and then The War Room from 3 to 6 Central. And it's all because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason you support us at InfoWarsStore.com is not just because we are the tip of the spear, cutting-edge news, but because we give you great products. How about this? The entire line of Emrex Essentials organic household products at InfoWarsStore.com right now is 50% off. 50% off the entire line of Emrex Essentials. So you can get the entire pack.
You can get the entire pack right now for under $55. That includes non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, so the non-toxic sunscreen. You got the DEET-free herbal bug spray. So instead of the absolute poisonous chemicals, just 100% poisonous chemicals that are in bug spray, DEET being the leader, we give you an organic bug spray that doesn't poison you. Concentrated peppermint mouthwash, a mouthwash that's organic. Unscented body wash. This is a body wash you use in the shower. I use it myself. And actually, I guess it's unscented, but it has a nice smell to it, actually. So it's actually good smelling, but again, this is organic. No harmful chemicals in the body wash. Pure tea tree shampoo. Great shampoo. I use the shampoo. I can't believe how much it foams up and makes my hair smell good. And then the long-lasting natural deodorant. So the entire line, all of the products I just mentioned, 50% off right now. And you can get the entire pack for under $55. This is a necessity for your home. 50% off the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials organic household products. Stop using products like deodorant, sunscreen, shampoo that have chemicals that are bad for your body, bad for your environment. Check out Emmerich's Essentials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. Another way to stop the harmful chemicals from getting into your home and getting into your body is the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier. Stop breathing in airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier in your home. It eliminates 99.97% of airborne contaminants like dust, mold, allergens, bacteria, cold, and flu viruses. Folks, I'm telling you, once you put the Alexa Pure Breeze in your home or in your apartment, wherever it is you live, you will notice the difference immediately, especially if you have pets. That's one thing. If you have pets, you will notice it. It's just unbelievable. Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier. I have one. I absolutely love it. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all of our groundbreaking products. So you've got Google, Twitter, Facebook, the tech giant monopolies trying to stop anyone from competing with them. How dare you compete with Twitter? How dare you compete with Facebook? Don't you know these are globalist-run companies that hate America and hate free speech, so you can't compete because you will only uplift America and uplift free speech. We can't have that. And you know who that sounds like? How about Saudi Arabia? Snapchat blocks Al Jazeera channel from users in Saudi Arabia. Snapchat Inc. said Sunday it has followed a request from the Saudi Arabian government to block access to Al Jazeera news articles and videos on its Snapchat social media app to residents in Saudi Arabia. So now we're treating social media just like they do in Saudi Arabia. I guess that's American, though. I guess that's just pro-America to censor free speech. So, no, we have to uplift Gab now. We have to uplift InfoWars.com. We have to be more powerful than ever. And that's by you getting on Gab, and that's by you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us by purchasing our products. Okay, again, before I go to your calls, you've got the UN meeting this week. Trump is at the top of their agenda, not radical Islam, not North Korea. Trump will speak tomorrow. How about this? But meanwhile, though, the media is triggered by Trump tweeting a video of him hitting a golf ball. The media is pissed off that Trump donated $1 million to hurricane relief. The left can't handle that. The left can't handle the fact that President Trump is kicking ass. The left can't handle the fact that we're winning the culture war. So they just spread lies and disinformation. Six dreamers sue Trump administration over DACA decision from newstrust.org. This has to be the most ironic news story I've ever read. So, first of all, they haven't even made a decision on DACA except to leave it in the hands of Congress. So the entire notion of this lawsuit is frivolous. But let's not forget, DACA was Obama's bill. Why are you suing Trump? Trump is going to help you. Don't you get it? I mean, my goodness, people are just so just. What do you call it? I mean, seriously, what do you call it? What do you call someone that doesn't live in reality? What do you call someone that acts impulsively on something that doesn't exist? It's like beyond a phobia. It's like their entire life is a phobia. So Trump sticking up for DACA. I think he's actually going to make these people citizens. Hands it over to Congress. Obama created this mess. All the past presidents created this mess by not enforcing the law at the border. And then it's all Trump's fault, and they're going to sue Trump, even though he hasn't even done anything yet. Honestly, it's impossible to cover this. It's so outrageous. It's so non-existent in reality that how do you even cover this? Except just to say, here's what's going on. Here's the liberal madness. Here's the mental disorder. Here's how fake news propagandizes people. Wow. And then you have this. Washington Post writer says Trump is killing him. Literally. Dana Milbank, a writer for the Washington Compost, believes President Trump is literally killing him. He says, President Trump is killing me. No, really. He's killing me. And then you have American Horror Story, a popular series on FX. They do their opening show about the Trump derangement syndrome and how Hillary Clinton voters literally have gone mentally insane. Hillary Clinton voters and Trump detractors have literally gone mentally insane. So think about that. Think about that. You have at least 50 million people in this country that are mentally insane, and they don't even know it yet, and no one has actually put them into the category of mentally insane where they probably belong, in a straitjacket in a rubber room. So we'll just continue to deal with the absolute madness that are these people. Yeah, I actually watched the opening episode because I heard about it. It is very accurate. And you have people that literally have mental breakdowns because Trump won. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Jerry in Florida. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Okay. Real quick, before I get on a roll here, I want to thank the lineman from Texas who came to Florida to pull our bacon out of the fire. I can't thank those guys enough. Everywhere I looked, Texas plates.
Okay, wow, so you're talking about people coming together in times of tragedy. Wow, absolutely.
Yeah, and I sincerely mean it. I want to thank those guys. Solutions, you said that when liberal progressives go grab microphones at Muslim events and they end up getting their heads beat in, well, then I think InfoWars and all of the new media should spend a great deal of their time promoting these events for liberal progressives to go to. Problem solved.
Well, the problem is in America, they've allied with one another. So.
Yeah, but if you keep sending enough of them and they keep getting their heads beat in, then, you know, it goes to zero. So,
well, that's how a logical mind would work. However, as I just said, we're dealing with people that have literally gone mentally insane.
Right, which brings me to my final point here. I was watching this was as close to Hades as I ever want to be. I spent the afternoon with my wife watching a chick flick yesterday to pass time because we were just, you know, happy to have the air conditioning back on finally. And they, on Lifetime, I think was the network, they had a program and it was called something like Flowers in the Attic, where it was about two children that a crazy mother had locked in an attic for like 3 years, and the brother and sister became incestuous. And then stemming from that as they grew, it was every combination of totally screwed up relationship in that family that you could ever think of. And, of course, they normalized the brother and sister marriage because they were liberal. But the one, quote-unquote, son, there were two, but one of them was like purely evil, and he was very religious, and he was of course conservative. Well, it was funny to watch the psychology going on in this thing, and then here comes the kicker: every commercial that they would go to was about antidepressant drugs.
It was
a sight to behold. It was fun to watch.
See, and that's why I love taking calls, because you guys put the strings together that we forget. Yeah, look at the country. Look at the percentage of people that are on antidepressant drugs. Look at the side effects of these drugs. Look at the opioid crisis. Look at what's happened in Afghanistan with the opioid coming in, the opiates coming in from Afghanistan and the poppy fields. Wow. Thank you so much for that call, Jerry. Absolutely. Yes. A lot of this can be linked directly to the pill heads in Hollywood and at college universities. Absolutely. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show. You found it. The tip of the spear, folks. We're going to be hearing from Alex Jones in this hour again.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com. CADIarmor.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, this is just absolutely crazy. Right now you've got California You've got a bill on the table that would make California a sanctuary city. Really, that's California saying they want to secede from the union, but they're dead broke, so they can't do it. They can't actually be independent because they're a bunch of communists and they're all in debt and their infrastructure is failing. So they just kind of skirt that and they virtue signal and say, we're a sanctuary city. Yes. Oh, well, would you actually like to secede from the union, California? Well, no, we can't afford that. See, we can't do that. We're just going to be a sanctuary city and we're going to put Americans second. So you've got that going on. You've got Nancy Pelosi's press conference gets interrupted. Apparently by Dreamers or DACA recipients, immigration activists protesting Pelosi news conference. So not really sure what the deal with that is. Again, these people on the left are completely out of their minds. They don't know what's going on. They can't even barely tie their shoes. Here's the latest from Drudge. News battle royale, Hannity to take on Maddow. So Hannity is now changing time slots to go head-to-head with Rachel Maddow. That should be interesting. Somehow Maddow gets ratings. I mean, I guess it's like a cartoon character. I mean, cartoons rate kind of well. Republicans near votes to replace Obamacare. We'll see if there's anything to that. White House officials fear colleagues wearing wires for Mueller. All that and more on Drudge. Of course, we got breaking news at newswars.com and infowars.com. You want signs of liberal insanity? Dallas School District Wang renaming schools instead of after Franklin, Jefferson, and Madison. So they're just going to rename everything now. I guess they're going to rename everything named after the rebels. You can't have a team named after the Indians. You can't have the Redskins, even though nobody cares except white liberals. So literally the people that aren't even victimized by this are the only ones that care. Yale swaps out freshmen and upperclassmen with gender neutral terms. Well, that'll be nice. I mean, you know, we might as well confuse. We should confuse the students. You know, let's get them really confused. Chicago, you know, 500 homicide. That's from a few months ago, so it's probably up more than that. It's just, again, all these people protest white supremacy. They don't protest any of the black-on-black crimes that happened in Chicago. Washington Post writer says Trump is literally killing him. Okay, Dana Milbank has completely gone insane, belongs in a mental institution. And feminists protest a Muslim event and then get beaten to a bloody pulp. Linda Sarsour, nowhere to be found. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to James in Illinois. Go ahead, James.
Greetings from Flyover Country, Ellen. I definitely want to say that I love the show, and I appreciate everything you guys do. But let me get to the nittiest of the gritties. I think the ultimate thing that the shambling abomination of an awards show showed us last night is that being praised by people like that is really like an insult. And when we voted in Trump, we didn't vote in a god emperor that was going to come and decapitate the dragon. We voted in someone who was going to be a strong actor, because he was a strong actor. He's playing a role. He's letting everybody look at him, shine nothing but a light on all the corruption around him. How many names do we now know to not trust because of who he's associated with and then distanced himself from?
Yeah, the Trump test.
Yeah, I would have never known that Sean Spicer was kind of a yeller belly, but it seems like he kind of is. So the ultimate thing that I think we can derive from it is that while he's there doing what we did, being where he wants in elections, because that is where actual momentum can be gained.
I'm not sure if I agree with your phrasing, but I agree with the idea.
I'm excited about these midterms in a way I haven't been in a long time. I think people like Dr.
Yeah, it's just like the election.
Yeah. Dr. Shiva going up against Pocahontas, all the meme magic that helped Trump in 2016 needs to be reinvested.
Man, I'm telling you, James, if we get Elizabeth Warren out, if we get Nancy Pelosi, well, Pelosi, I guess she'll be back. If we get Maxine Waters out, Debbie Wasserman Schultz out, I mean, these are the true swamp creatures. These are the true people that hate America. Elizabeth Warren, a total phony, a total fraud, a piece of political trash that belongs in the incinerator.
I completely agree. My final statement is that as Cassini winds its way through the cosmos back home, it shows us that draining the swamp isn't about Trump alone going and taking things out. It's about him sinking into the swamp and showing it to us, like Cassini or any space probe going through a vaporous atmosphere of Jupiter. That's what we need to remember, and that's what we need to put our energies. Not
burning. It's the Trump test. No, you're 100% right. It's the Trump test. And just by existing, Trump has forced the deep state to show itself. Trump has forced the anti-American politicians to show their face. Trump has forced Hollywood to show its true nature. Absolutely. And we should thank President Trump for that. He is an American president. Don't go anywhere, folks. Alex Jones is on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Mycozy X is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycozy X and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Mycozy X contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff. It didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your funding operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yahya Faruqa, who was arrested Saturday night for reportedly being responsible for planning the bombing that would have killed untold numbers of commuters at rush hour on Friday if the improvised explosive device had properly detonated. And, of course, he was a Syrian refugee staying with another Iraqi refugee. And I love how he was 21 years old. The other guy is 18 years old. And they were calling them children a few years ago when they brought them into the U.K. and paid foster parents, an elderly couple, to house them and take care of them. This is the sick joke. Just like Obama said, anybody that comes across the border is legal. because I'm saying they're all children and we're going to take children in that are refugees. It's all just a stunt. Just like the Dreamer stuff, all of it is a pull on our heartstrings. Of course, there's some innocent people coming in who happen to be Muslim. Of course, there's some people that are Dreamers that are great folks. The point is, no other country in the world allows stuff like this but the United States, and now Europe's doing it. Because the UN and Peter Sutherland admit it is about ending the sovereignty of the West and bringing in groups who will then be racially and culturally and religiously hyped up to be told that they've been treated bad by the white minority. That is the admitted plan. Turn on CNN, turn on MSNBC. Untold race baiting 24/7 now. With Dallas, Texas, as Trump and I and many others warned a few months ago, we knew it was coming, is set to start pulling down statues of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Benjamin Franklin. Again, they don't call for pulling down statues in African countries of people that have slaves. They don't. No, no. It's only about America and the West and about political bullying. And wherever Democrats get control, they do this. And they've got Republican cohorts that go along with it because the elite wants to distract people with the race-baiting garbage. But let's get back to Islam. It's not a race. It's a political religion. And you have these individuals that are brought in who think of themselves as heroes, and they hate the Brits that brought them in so much and kissed their butts so much that they tried to kill 22 people they were only able to wound. But I want to say this right now. This latest London attack and the bomb they found on a train, railway, and all the acid attacks and all the stabbings and all the hammered attacks that happen every day in Europe to the point that I can't even remember them all or keep track of them. There's four or five events a day. This is all a giant false flag. Now, by false flag, there's different types of false flags. Purely staged, partially staged, but also when you just enable the environment to happen. As I've said many times, if I bred up 100 black widows in my basement, black widow deadly spiders, they can kill you. And I went and dumped them in my neighbor's bed. Was I commanding the black widows? Were they following my orders, or was I just bringing the black widows in and dumping them in the bed, knowing what they would do? And that's what this is. But this is a staged event where they bring in the Islamists, they attack, and then we're told we've got to give our rights up to them, and then somehow they'll be nice to us. They're trying to induct us into mass Stockholm syndrome. If logic was around, they were bringing in these folks, you'd think, oh, they're just doing it so they stage terror attacks, then the government can take our rights. Then later scapegoat them and kick them out. But that's not the plan, and that's bad enough. No, they're bringing them here, knowing they could induce us into Stockholm syndrome to basically kiss the butt through hospitality of modern radical Orthodox Islam, like they're doing in Sweden, like they're doing in Germany, like they're doing in Canada, like they're doing in many areas of the United States. This is the program, taking kids to mosque, teaching kids about Muhammad, having little girls wear hijabs, having CNN on every show stick women wearing hijabs and MSNBC and have Foot Locker and Gap. And I mean, you go to the mall and it's just every storefront shows a woman in a hijab. Even though it's a tiny minority, they're getting you ready for it to be a majority. And that's their plan. Everywhere they build mosques, they admit it's an area they've conquered. Just like they wanted to build one on the site of 9/11. And I used to hear this stuff 10 years ago and roll my eyes because it was so unbelievable. But now it's all confirmed to be true. We have all the documents. We have all the white papers. We have all the big imams saying, Europe and America are weak. Go there. Take their women. They're yours now. Yes, good. Groom their girls. And you sit there and you watch this. And you watch Linda Saussure with her family, hardcore terrorists, admittedly, in prison in the Middle East, and all the things she's involved in. They won't take her family in Saudi Arabia. They know how dangerous they are. They export them to us. Saudi Arabia won't take one refugee, but they sure finance the overthrow of Syria, and then all the refugees are people that they send in to take over. Then they send them in to take us over. They breed this radical garbage in their madrasas, in their mosque, and then they export it as the weapon system outside of their countries. It's a fact. And the globalists are allied with it, and it's sickeningly conscious. Hollywood is so dirtbag, so scum-filled, so anti-God, so anti-family, so anti-Christ. They get off on this, just like Satanists get off on molesting a child or get off on torturing a child, the more obscene, the more blasphemous, the more evil, the more out of control to take the West with all its virtue and all its openness and all its goodness and teach everyone to hate it and lie about it and then bring in incompatible Stone Age people that literally keep women as slaves and sell them at slave auctions and cut their genitals off and to turn it around and have every major so-called liberal billionaire force feed this garbage cynically at us when none of them take refugees in and when they executed and funded Google and others the entire Arab Spring. It is the height of criminal activity. You have to break with the globalists. You have to break with the liberals and realize they are conscious criminals. Even low-level liberals now know that they're part of a criminal takeover and get off on it. You've seen the crowds everywhere we go, the hatefulness, their children cussing and screaming. They even fight with each other. They're this frothing trash that don't even work, who just live here and feed off everything and then see the obscenity of Orthodox Islam being brought in all its horrors and its acid attacks and its enslavement as a sign of the impending ugliness that they wish to spread. It's time to get angry. It's time to get focused. It's time to look at a story on Infowars.com that is unbelievable. That just absolutely makes my blood boil even more. This is what got me so mad. It's one thing to have Google, Facebook, Twitter, and all these groups going and lobbying to be able to operate as monopolies and lobbying to have laws passed that they think they can censor and have immunity from censorship. It's one thing for them to engage in all the selective discrimination against libertarians and conservatives and patriots. But it's a whole nother thing when they start working with Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and Iran. You can look this up. Stories are on Infowars.com. Mainstream news. Links to it. Proudly reporting people for blasphemy, saying, you know, I'm an atheist, you know, say you live in a Muslim country or whatever. They come and kill you, and Google, Facebook, and Twitter are working with them to do it and working with China to get entry into China. And now they're helping report mainline free social network sites. They are now openly coming in and saying they are going to censor any alternative sites. So it's one thing to say, oh, it's our site, we own it, so you can't be on here, even though they've always said they're a utility and they operate for the public and they discriminate. Still, you could argue that in some weird world. You cannot argue what they're doing now. The story's on Infowars.com. Google tech giants threaten to shut down free speech social site. So it's not enough that they're running oligopolies and monopolies and combines and trust. It's not enough that they're violating the public trust. No, now they want the tech site, the social media site based in Austin, Texas. I'm going to get this guy in tomorrow. He's been on before. They're trying to get it shut down in countries like Australia and the UK and other areas, and they want it shut down here as well because they have free speech and let people say racist things and do racist things. They also let folks counter them and say they're wrong because that's what America is, remember? That's what the West was. You may not like somebody's speech, but you stand up for their speech because if they lose their speech, you're going to lose your speech, just like we're now seeing happening. To Jamie White article on Infowars.com, Google tech giants threaten to shut down free speech social site. Google has monopoly on flow of information. Search engine giant Google and other tech platforms have threatened to shut down free speech social media site Gab in the name of fighting hate speech. Gab, a social media platform known as the Free Speech Oasis, was just recently ordered to transfer all their Australian domain elsewhere or face shutdown. Gab's domain register is given 5 days to transfer the domain or they will seize it. The free and open web is in danger, the website tweeted. Asia Registry is poised to shut down the pro-First Amendment website because it claims Gab violates Australian federal and state anti-discrimination laws. And see, Google and all them have worked to get these laws passed. That's what they get into. Which prohibit public vilification on the basis of race, religion, or ethnic origin. So the Nazis are a culture or an origin. Can't criticize them. No, see, it's all selective. And accuses the website of being discriminatory and hateful. Google has already booted Gab off the Google Bay Store, also citing violations of their hate speech policies, which has promoted Gab to sue the tech giant for violating antitrust laws. Oh, I definitely want to get them on. So this is serious. Google is the biggest threat to the free flow of information, Gab chief executive Andrew Torba said in a statement. And so it just goes on and on what they're doing. They are deplatforming everybody. everybody. And all these mainline conservatives that go along with it and think they're part of the structure, all these people that, you know, sit there and side with this because they think it'll get them boosted with the globalists, kind of like Glenn Beck has done, you're idiots. They'll eat you last, fools. They'll throw you overboard for sure, though, for lowering the drawbridge. Now I'm going to go back to Owen Schroyer and his transmission. I'll be back live in studio tomorrow. But this is serious, and that's why you've got to hand share InfoWars.com articles. You've got to hand share the videos through your own email. We've got to go back to visiting main websites, not just these big giants. We've got to realize that they're shutting things down because we're beginning to win. And absolutely, just as important as that, visit InfoWarsStore.com and realize voting with your dollars, voting to support the good guys, shopping with the good guys, is changing the world and is absolutely freaking the globalists out and absolutely putting them into fits because they're losing culturally, but this is their counteroffensive, so we've got to beat them financially as well. Big sales are about to end. I've got to end the special on the storable food. It was supposed to end this weekend. One more day. Promo code 50% off on the high-quality storable food with promo code READY. We are ending, again, I had to take off for some family stuff today, so I'm only partially working from home. But there's a bunch of specials that were supposed to end today, but I was supposed to come in Sunday and come up with the new specials, and I did come in on Sunday, but I got busy shooting other special reports. So the reason a bunch of specials are still on today is because I haven't come out with the new specials that will, I guess, now launch tomorrow or Wednesday. So a lot of big specials right now, 50% off on Caveman, never done that before, 40% off on Knockout, and just a bunch of other specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, get a CNN is fake news t-shirt. InfoWars.com is real news on the back. Just take action and know this is one hell of a fight. These are culture dominators that want to run your life, run your children's life. If they're able to shut us down or curtail us or gag us, they're going to come after you next. That's what this is all about. They don't want you to have a voice because they want to totally dominate and control you. And I know you're not going to give in. I know you're not going to roll over. This is the animating fight. It's a fight for our lives, ladies and gentlemen. Now back to Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars.com news studios.
Thank you, Alex. And Alex, again, will be back tomorrow to host the Alex Jones Show. Let's cut through a bunch of news right now before this break. Border security is tougher than ever. DHS report finds sneaking across the U.S. border from Mexico is tougher than ever before, and U.S. agents are catching or stopping the majority of those who attempt to do so. So again, this is why I've never been a big proponent of the wall, not saying a wall doesn't help, but we can do this just by boots on the ground and by more than anything actually following the law. That's what we need to do first, follow the law and arrest people who illegally cross the border. Don't just let them come in with free handouts. That's what we've been doing. We get a president in there that follows the law, allows ICE and DHS to do their job, and then what do you know, the Washington Compost has to report border security tougher than ever, according to DHS. Of course, again, the wall doesn't hurt. Hungary builds a wall, cuts illegal immigration by 99%. That's right. That's why liberals build walls outside their huge mansions. That's why Obama has a wall, to keep the riffraff out. State Department considers closing embassy in Cuba after diplomats suffer mystery illness. So Tillerson is considering to close an embassy in Havana where a bunch of diplomats mysteriously got sick, at least 21 Americans. Here's some ongoing news about the world war that's building. U.S. B-1B supersonic bombers conduct joint drill with South Korea as a warning to Pyongyang. So Russia's doing drills, USA's doing drills, North Korea's doing drills. Everyone's doing drills. North Korea's nuclear test could spark a volcanic eruption. You know, that's another thing. As I'm about to cover another climate change story, all of these liberals that want to complain about climate change all day long, do they ever bring up nuclear bomb testing? There have been like thousands of nuclear bombs detonated across the entire planet over the last 30 years. Complete radio silence. They don't complain once about Kim Jong-un testing a hydrogen bomb. They don't complain once about Kim Jong-un completely testing nuclear bombs all the time. America does it too. Everyone does it. They all test nuclear bombs. Nobody complains. Nobody complains about the nuclear bomb testing. Nobody complains about the geoengineering. It's how dare you drive a car? How dare you have electricity? How dare you be such a glutton and want to have air conditioning? No, that's to bring you down. That's to handicap you, to keep you from having a destiny, to keep you from having a future, to keep you from being free, to oppress you. So all the liberals out there that say climate change, we need to do something about climate change. Go stop Kim Jong-un from testing a nuclear bomb every week and then come talk to me. And so then Ryan Maui writes this story for Wall Street Journal basically saying, hey, all of you freaking out about hurricanes and climate change, maybe you should get your facts right. And he's basically saying all the hype doesn't help. You're just building a straw man, essentially, without actually pointing to any data, any evidence. Well, that's because the data and the evidence points to not global warming. That's why they had to change it from global warming to climate change. Meanwhile, Hurricane Irma, latest updates indicates possible similar path as Irma. This is Hurricane Maria. Hurricane Marina, Maria, excuse me. But are we kind of like hurricaned out? Is anyone really going to cover this like we have been? Are we like hurricaned out now? Second man arrested over London bombing is a Syrian refugee. So the tube bomb, the flame bomb that burned and scalded and killed people. Second man arrested is a Syrian refugee. But we should continue to let Syrian refugees come here because they are loving. The Equifax hack. Hackers have the credit information of 143 million Americans. I see stories like this every day. Everyone's getting hacked, all this information. It's crazy. U.S. sanctions backfire. China opens $10 billion credit line for Iran. Thanks, Democrats. You started a trade war, and now it's going to bite us in the ass. We'll be right back with more of The Alex Jones Show and your calls.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every morning at the mine.
Well, of course, Alex Jones was covering this years ago. Scientists successfully edit human embryos to remove disease. He was the one that covered human embryo hybrids, you know, being livers and organs being grown in cows and pigs. Human hybrids and all this type of stuff, spider goats, etc., etc. But now it's just, you know, just trendy, you know. Scientists editing human embryos to remove disease. See, that's all it is. We're just removing disease. It's good. And because, you know, we're not one nation under God anymore, you know, a lot of people are atheists now. You don't have the debate, should we be messing with God's creation? Should we be messing with the organic life on this planet? Should we be messing with our own biology? Will there be any negative side effects? Well, no, we don't talk about that because it's trendy and we're scientists. See, we're scientists and we're going to end disease in human embryos. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be no side effects at all. I'm sure that those labs will never have any, you know, sort of quarantine ever. Let's go back to your callers. We're going to have Jack Posobiec in the fourth hour, running the fourth hour here. Let's go to Margaret in Texas. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, I recently had a conversation with a woman whose uncle was former Senator Bob Bennett of Utah, and they were very, very close. And Senator Bob Bennett told her that all the senators and Congress people were already hunkered in well before the terrorists struck on 9/11 and hit the World Tower.
Well, yeah, wasn't it Condoleezza Rice who was told not to fly on 9/11, too? There were a bunch of people that were told, you know, don't fly on this day.
We need to have a citizen's grand jury and rein in all those senators under oath and ask them, where were you hours before the terrorist attack? And what did you know? Because you start connecting the dots, Owen?
No, I mean, I completely understand what you're saying. I mean,
here we've got the terrorist attacks. Then we've got the black Muslim Hail Hussein Obama. And now we've got all this racial division. And if you Google white woman with a baby, you'll get the most bizarre searches.
Oh, yeah. People are reporting on these Google searches. You search American inventors, they don't show any white people. You search American family, they don't show any white people. Then you do the same search on Bing or on DuckDuckGo or on Yahoo or some other search. It shows you the real results, not censored by Google, so Google can try to paint the optics of America that are totally inaccurate. You know, and Margaret brings up 9/11. I mean, I don't know what we do, folks. I mean, you think about it, they got away with 9/11, whatever the truth is, we still don't know. They still have classified papers. They still have the 21 pages that are classified. What we do know is that, you know, they basically made us go to war with Afghanistan and Iraq, even though all of the hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. I mean, the list of nonsense just goes on and on. So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, we're going to continue to harp on the truth. We're going to continue to fight for 9/11 truth. And I think most people are starting to come around now as slowly more and more kind of leaks out and it just more and more doesn't make sense here almost 20 years later, the way we've responded. And it just goes on and on. So I don't know if this is just a time bomb of 9/11 truth or if there's really anything we can do at this point. Thank you so much for the call, Margaret. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Dan.
What? That? What? What? Yeah.
The thing is that about what you said about the changing of our genetics, I have a feeling that current drug thing that's currently going on in China, I think that's probably the beginning of a side effect of...
Well, I can't really understand you. I'm not sure if you're screaming into your phone like I might be if I was upset about this. But, yeah, they're trying to change our DNA. They're trying to rig our genetics. They want to end the human species. Check out the Georgia Guidestones. That's why they force you to vaccinate your kids, folks. We'll be right back on the other side. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up.